But first today, to the death of one of the country's most imposing figures, a man who made his impact on Australian life by representing a time of change and of turbulence, a period of tremendous opportunity and bitter disappointments. Perhaps Gough Whitlam said it best himself not so many years ago.
I've never said I'm immortal. I do believe in correct language. I'm eternal. I'm not immortal.
To the Labor Party faithful, it's a national day of mourning, but even for those on the other side of politics, they stopped today to pay tribute to the former Prime Minister. Parliament was suspended as politicians of all persuasions recalled their experiences of the big man who wasn't shy himself of reflecting on his own political life and times.
It must give you great pleasure to have outlived so many of your enemies.
Well, I never expected to live so long, but I suppose I'm fortunate there too, of course, because not only am I, see, I'll be 90 next year, not only has there been this extraordinary long life, and in general I think it's been a very productive life, and it's the longest matrimonial position. See, Menzies and Patty had 57 years. Winston and Clemmy, another distinguished couple, had 57 years. We've had near 63.
Making comment there about his marriage to wife Margaret, who of course died not long after that interview was recorded in 2012. In a moment we'll speak with Malcolm Fraser, who early on was of course his great nemesis, but later became a genuine friend. And we'll also hear from David Williamson, who, like so many, benefited from the great arts revolution begun in Whitlam's time. But first, from Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Amongst the 80 members of the Federal Parliamentary Labor Party, no one was closer to Gough Whitlam than the New South Wales Senator John Faulkner, and his grief was evident as he addressed caucus.
In the more than a quarter of a century that I've been a member of this caucus, as many of you know, I've said and done some hard things. Nothing harder than this. This is the most difficult speech I have made and will ever make in this caucus.
Senator Faulkner described Gough Whitlam as a towering figure in the Labor Party who was so ambitious for both the ALP and the nation.
Today we should also acknowledge that his commitment to political reform to better the lives of Australians was a shared value with Margaret. Margaret Whitlam was also an extraordinary woman. Gough and I were close for more years than I care to remember. Each week I was in Sydney, I would go and have a cuppa, or a glass of Passiona with Gough in his office in Sydney. He literally came into his office 4 days a week until the last week or two of his life.
In a speech which mixed sadness with humour, Senator Faulkner recalled his friend as courageous, resilient, determined and a visionary.
He was a great parliamentarian. He was a great leader. He was a great Australian. And for so many of us, and it's what makes it so hard, he was a great friend and mentor.
The Labor leader, Bill Shorten, led the caucus tributes, recalling Gough Whitlam's extensive legacy from Aboriginal land rights to free university education, universal healthcare and opening up relations with China.
I believe like no other Prime Minister before or since, Gough Whitlam redefined our country. And in doing so, he changed the lives of a generation and generations to come.
It's time, Gough told us. Because of him, because of his life and legacy, it's always time.
One MP who was born in the year Gough Whitlam became Prime Minister in 1972 is the MP for the Western Sydney seat of Blaxland, Jason Clare.
I asked my mum and dad what was the biggest thing that Gough Whitlam did for them. And it wasn't the big reforms to health or education or China. It was the fact that he put sewerage into Western Sydney and the western suburbs of places like Melbourne, and they said they're the practical things he did that changed the way we live.
The tributes haven't been confined to Labor MPs. The Greens leader, Christine Milne, says Gough Whitlam's achievements were enormous and enduring.
I was at university when Gough was Prime Minister, so I was one of many thousands of Australians for whom the 1972 election was the election of our lives. We were young, we were excited, we wanted an end to conscription, we wanted the troops home from Vietnam, we wanted free education.
The Queensland MP Clive Palmer says it was thanks to Gough Whitlam that he got a university education he otherwise could not afford. And he says he was moved to telegraph the Queen to protest against the dismissal in 1975.
She wrote back to me worse the effect that why she took a strong interest in Australian developments in politics, it was a matter for Australians to come to a conclusion.
The government too has paid its own tributes. Before Gough Whitlam's death was announced by his family, senators and bureaucrats in Canberra were expecting another day of tough exchanges in Senate estimates committees. But the Attorney-General, George Brandis, told a very short hearing that based on precedent, they wouldn't proceed today.
This is an extremely sad and consequential day in our history because, regardless of one's political views, there is no doubt at all that Mr. Whitlam was a giant of Australian history and Australian politics.
Normal parliamentary business has been suspended for the day in the lower house too, and the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has instead moved a condolence motion.
Madam Speaker, in every sense, Gough Whitlam was a giant figure in this parliament and in our public life. He was only Prime Minister for 3 years, three tumultuous years, but those years changed our nation and one way or another set the tone for so much that has followed. Whether you were for him or against him, it was his vision that drove our politics then and which still echoes through our public life four decades on.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, ending Naomi Woodley's report there.